5:20 a.m. and by this time I should not have to tell you that that is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live. Check your clock. Don't take my word for it. I'm no orologist, but I am Tobe, and that makes me the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's a hereditary title. Oh, I'm not the Duke of Marlborough. So, another episode. Dubious Goals Committee. Is that what we're doing right now? Yep, that is what we are doing right now. That's right, another day, another show. What am I doing? Drinking tea. The Dubious Tea Drinking Committee. Truly, I am the chairman. This tea is really good today. Yeah, it was a little bit colder today. I mean, warmer than it was yesterday, but still colder than it was 3 days ago when we were running around outside in 72 degree weather looking for our Mati buddies that we love so much. But the snow that's on the ground has melted a little bit because it got above freezing today. And so when my cat went up to the back door and started yanging, you know, I had to show her, oh no, we can't go outside because it's too cold and snowy. And I opened the door and I held it open for her. And that was kind of a mistake because she noticed that there was a little dry area where the snow had melted. And it was right up against the house, so my cat went outside. She couldn't go anywhere though because the dry area was just, you know, just beyond the house, and she couldn't walk out onto the deck or down to the stairs or into the yard because there was snow on the deck. And she tried stepping it in a couple times, and she would, you know, tentatively put her paw on the snow and then put some weight on it and then realize, oh no, that's too cold and too wet for me. So she just sat in the dry area for a while, and I did some stuff, and then I went back out to say, okay, you want to go inside? No, she doesn't want to go inside. So I opened up the kitchen window, and that got some interest, but she still didn't want to come inside. So then I went out there, and I put her on the rail, and she thought that was pretty fun. Then she decided to jump over to the other rail, and that was really wet and had slush on it. Oh, and she didn't like that, and so she found another part of the dry rail. And then she realized, oh, if I just go down this rail that's at an angle, I can get down onto the yard and everything. But she tried to do that, she slipped, and she thought, uh-oh, I better bail. And she jumped off the side, and it was a big kitty jump, probably about 6 or 7 feet, call it 2 meters. And she landed in, quote, the garden, end quote, and then realized, oh, I can't go anywhere because there's slush and snow. And so I had to go put my shoes on, walk through the snow, go down the deck stairs, grab the cat, go back up the stairs, and we had a super fun outdoor adventure for kitties. I did take some photographs. If I can be bothered to do anything with them, you've probably already have clicked on them. That was good speaking English. I'm a good English speaking person. And I'm just killing time right now. Because guess what's on in 15 minutes? One of my very favorite movies of all time, The Third Man, starring Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten as Holly Martins. And I think there's some other people in it. It's the greatest movie ever. And you've already heard me talk about it. You've already heard me play the cuckoo clock speech from the movie. And I've got, what, call it 9 or 10 more minutes before the movie is on. In the meantime, I'm watching Rick and Morty. And it's the episode where Rick transfers his consciousness into a younger clone of himself and becomes Tiny Rick and goes to high school with Morty and Summer. It's humorous, but I don't need to see it. because I've already seen it about a dozen times. Drinking more tea now. Oh yeah, tea is so good. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh man, if I could just sit around and drink tea all day, that would be the pinnacle of my life. Oh, wait a minute. That is what I do. I sit around and I drink tea all day. Well, except for the time in which I have to be the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 right here on and on radio. Blah, blah, blah. And what else was I going to do? Oh, yeah, later tonight, after my movie, I have to watch my... I just realized something. I have to watch my English Premier League highlight show. And it occurs to me, I think right now I'm missing my Bundesliga highlights show. Oh, no. It doesn't come on for another 20 minutes. Oh, then I got Champions League magazine. I'm going to miss a bunch of stuff. Oh, and then the motorcycle races, and I got to watch the first two races. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and look, down here on the IFC channel, I got Push and Crank coming up. Two of my favorite movies about, I don't know, are they simplistic machines? So what do? Do I push it or do I crank it? Push and Crank, back to back. Too bad I've already seen both this week. La 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 la. So, I wish I was out looking for marmots right now. But that's obviously not happening because winter is still now. So winter must be the future, because if the future is now and now is winter, that means future is winter. Or does it mean that the winter is future? I don't know. What do I know about transitive properties? I don't even know what a transitive property is. I don't care if A equals B, then B equals A. I'm intransitive. La la la, intransitive goals committee. Yes, today on Intransitive Goals Committee, we'll be talking about the music of Anton Karas. Anton Karas did the soundtrack for The Third Man. I suggest you look him up on Wikipedia right now. Anton, A-N-T-O-N, Karas, K-A-R-A-S. And he plays a zither, specifically a classical German zither, but I don't know the tuning. Although, you know, odds are good, it's the Berlin tuning. Tea break. Oh, that's a good tea. That's the best tea that I've had in days. Perfect. Nailed it. Anyway. So, if you can't be bothered to watch the movie, The Third Man, I suggest that you look for examples of the music of Anton Karas, because it's awesome. And I just turned the channel to TCM, and they're showing clips from the movie Woman of the Year with Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. And they just showed a party scene, and I'm pretty sure I saw a guy wearing a turban in the background, and it could very well have been everybody's favorite, Korla Pandit. Don't we all love Korla Pandit? Yes. Yes, we do. I mean, seriously, I cannot get enough of this tea. Oh, yeah. I think I'm also going to need some food. I didn't eat very much today. I didn't feel like eating anything. I still don't feel like eating anything. But somehow I think I should, because that's a smart thing to do, even though I don't feel hungry. It's really weird, because I haven't eaten in, what, 7 hours? That's unusual. Why don't I feel hungry? What, do I even have any food? I have lots of rice. And where's my cat? Oh yes, Pippa is upstairs sleeping. in her blue bed. Oh, and I can't wait to see my favorite kitty scene in this movie, the third man coming up. The cat only likes Harry Lime, and Harry Lime has been disappeared, but somehow the cat gets out of what's-her-name's apartment and goes looking around, and there's a mysterious man standing in a doorway, and the kitty rubs up against the guy's leg, and that's when you start to realize, oh my god, that cat only likes Harry Lime and he hates everybody else. What's that cat doing? And then, of course, it's revealed that who's standing in the doorway? Oh, wait, I'm not going to tell you. There will be no spoilers on this show. Maybe you should watch The Third Man. Yes. Yes, maybe you should. Man, why am I so thirsty? I got to drink some more of this tea. Yeah, that's so good. And that reminds me of something else. I'm still sitting here watching TCM waiting for my movie to start. And they just showed Drew Barrymore, a girl who only got a job because she comes from an extremely famous family. I'm not a fan of nepotism. I truly believe that people should be responsible for their own fame. People should only take credit for their own accomplishments. You don't see me, you know, riding on the coattails of my grandfather's career. I doubt you're doing the same. And as much as I would love to continue to speak poorly of Drew Barrymore, I gotta tell you something. I watched her movie, the one that she helped write the screenplay and she directed and she produced. It was called Whip It. Has nothing to do with the Devo song. It is a movie about roller derby. And the movie itself, the plot is a little formulaic. You know, just look up teen angst movie and you basically are going to get the plot. But I actually kind of liked the film. It was neat looking. It was pretty good. It was, and I hate to say it, but it was well directed. Drew Barrymore actually did a good job. She had a stupid character in the movie, but, you know, stupid characters are the most fun ones to play. Other people appearing in the movie include, but are not limited to, Kristen Wiig, who I find to be rather humorous, and Ellen Page, who I think is cute, and she's sort of the main character, and she's pretty good. And Marcia Gay Harden plays her mom, and a bunch of other stuff happens, and Ellen Page's character, whose name, get this, is Bliss, works at a barbecue place, a barbecue joint in Bodine, Texas, called the Oink Joint, and it has a giant pink pig on the top. I want to go to that place. I want to go to the Oink Joint that has a giant pig. Okay, my movie is finally starting. And as soon as the opening credits start up, we see, presented by Alexander Korda and David O. Selznick, and it's a close-up shot of a zither, and we see some of the zither strings, you know, vibrating. Oh yeah, Trevor Howard is in this. I keep forgetting. I love old Trev. He's the man. All right, well, so now what to do? Should I watch my movie? And there's the credit. Zither music, played by Anton Karas. Oh, so great. Maybe we should listen to some of this music. Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. Can you hear it? Oh, yeah. So great. When you hear this stuff, you'll say, oh, this isn't like four musicians playing two or three different instruments. No, it's just one guy kicking out the jams on the zither. And it's so great. Oh, look at that. There's a beautiful a beautiful shot of Vienna, Austria. The skyline. The post-war skyline. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so where are we with this? I'm about, 45 minutes into this movie, The Third Man, and we've learned that, Harry Lime, he was such a shady character. Oh, he's such a bad guy, and blah, 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 and Joseph Cotton is walking around going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I had to spend a few minutes brushing my cat, because that's what we do. And now I will take a few seconds to drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. Tea, it's so delicious. Oh, I just can't get enough of drinking that yummy, yummy tea. I'm a tea maniac. It's true. And I gotta say, I hope SMJ is listening right now because, you know, lately, SMJ has been doing some open mic stuff here on and on radio. And whenever he does any of his live jams, he likes to go to the DuckTales theme. We've all heard it. DuckTales. Woo! Now, the funny thing is, you know, that DuckTales theme starts up with that bass line. It's just 1-5-1-5-1-5. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. There's a little drum beat behind it. But every time I hear that theme start up, I think it's going to be Hall & Oates. Dun, 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 dun. What I got, you might find it hard to handle. Okay, so what song is that? Something like You Make My Dreams Come True? Or something equally insipid? Well, that's what somebody needs to do. Somebody needs to do a mashup of that Hall & Oates song. I don't know where they're hauling the oats to, but somebody should do a mashup of that Hall & Oates song plus the DuckTales theme. Considering the DuckTales scene is pretty much a direct ripoff of that song. But that's just my opinion. My opinion doesn't count for anything. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. I'm the chairman of this committee. Mine is the only opinion that matters. And my opinion is that this tea is really good. Can't get enough. And while Joseph Cotton, as Holly Martins, continues to sleuth his way through the mysterious Harry Lime death, is it a murder? Was it an accident? I don't know, because I'm flipping over to the Weather Channel to see if I can get any news on the weather for tomorrow. Is tomorrow going to be a marmot day? Are we going outside to look for marmots? Oh, it says tomorrow, 53 degrees, mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. And that's great. It's 29 degrees Fahrenheit. Right now, here in my town, in my lovely kind of cold town, but not super cold. Oh wait, was I going to go to the store tonight? Or am I going to the store tomorrow? Looks like I'm going to the store tomorrow. Hey, you want to go to the grocery store tomorrow with me? What do you think we should buy? Yes, that is right. We should buy some waffles. And I'm almost thinking, do I want some more potato chips? No, I think I'm done with my run of potato chips until it really becomes spring again. I don't feel like eating spring food when it's still wintry and snow on the ground. What is spring food? Well, spring food for me tends to be food that isn't hot, because during the spring I'm trying to transition from cold weather to hot weather, and if I eat hot food in hot weather, then I just get extra hot. So I like to eat cold food in hot weather, at least until you know, summer starts. In the spring I eventually get acclimated to the weather, but it takes a while. And so the cold food I tend to eat the most is sandwiches. And I shouldn't be eating sandwiches, because the bread has gluten in it. The cold cuts have gluten in it. And then I put cheese on my sandwich, which, you know, has lactose. All things that I shouldn't be eating. But I can kind of eat in small amounts as long as I take all my enzyme pills. because that's what I need, enzymes to digest my food for me, because my pancreas, ow, ow, ow. Is it bothering me right now? Not really. And so, you know, a few days ago I was eating sandwiches because, you know, it was pseudo spring and I was eating potato chips. But I have a feeling I'm not going to want to eat any sandwiches tomorrow. What am I going to eat tomorrow? I got to go to the store and get some food. I have some beef pucks, but I don't have any vegetables. So I got to buy some vegetables at the store, and I've got to buy some waffles at the store. Do I want potato chips? No, I don't want potato chips. Why do I keep thinking that? One of my other favorite spring foods is corn chips and salsa and tacos. And obviously I like peach mango drink. That one very popular powdered drink mix that was invented here in Nebraska. I don't know if they're still making the peach mango flavor or not. I might have to go all the way down to South Omaha to shop in some of those stores to see if I can find such an ethnic flavor. Because the stores around here stopped selling it. And I'm not sure if the stores around me stopped selling it because nobody's buying it, or if they just stopped selling it because it's winter and nobody buys powdered drink mixes in the winter. I guess we'll find out in a couple of months. I sure hope my flavor hasn't been discontinued. I've been hoarding a few packets. I have, maybe enough to make 2 gallons of my favorite peach mango drink. And the only reason I even started drinking it is because I needed a cheaper alternative to the mango aqua fresca that they serve at my favorite taqueria, Abelardo's. The funny thing is, they have since gotten rid of those flavors, and they now have a new distributor or supplier of agua frescas, and all they have is tamarind and horchata. And I love tamarind, but I really like the mango. And now I can't remember the brand that they used to have. And at one point in time, I looked it up on the internet, found somebody who would supply me with, you know, mango-flavored agua fresca concentrate, and I could make my own, but now I don't remember the name of the brand. I suppose if I just looked up agua frescas, I could probably find it again. Who knows? So what am I going to be drinking this summer? I have no idea. You know, lots of iced tea, obviously, but who knows? What else? I got to drink something, and I got to keep it cheap. Tea is pretty cheap, all things considered, but not nearly as cheap as powdered drink mix. And even the mango concentrate agua frescas are more expensive than the powdered drink mix. Oh, what am I going to do? Oh no, we're having a crisis of beverage. I'm always having a crisis of beverage. Well, except for right now. Because I have my yummy hot tea. Oh, it's so delicious. Tea is so good. If I had a time machine, I would do 2 things. One, I would go back in time and catch Corla Pandit in concert. And 2, I would go back in time all the way back until the first person made tea. The first time a person said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take these leaves. I'm going to dry them out. Maybe roast them over a fire. Once they're dry, I'm going to soak them in hot water. And then I'm going to drink the hot water. And I'll stand there next to the guy and go, you know, dude, this is an awesome idea. I'll just be there to egg him on, to encourage his experimentation with leaf water. Leaf water. What are we going to call this? How about leaf water? No, that's not too good. How about cha? Yeah, that's a good word for it. But what will we call it in English? I have no idea. Right. So, DuckTales. That's a TV show about bad 50s haircuts. What? Do what now? DuckTales. Good Lord, that was a horrible show. If you want to see how that was supposed to go, you know, Disney ruins everything. But if you're thinking, gee, how could this be made cool? How could this concept for this show be made awesome? Well, what you do is you hand it to Hayao Miyazaki, and then he makes a movie called Porco Rosso, The Red Pig. If you're not familiar with the work of Miyazaki, I suggest you look it up. Maybe you know Totoro, or Princess Mononoke, or the movie Spirited Away. That was a great one too. God, I'd love to see that again. I haven't seen that in forever. But yeah, I kind of want to watch Porco Rosso too, because that's an awesome one. Yeah, you need to look all this up. I'm not giving you any links today. You're just going to have to use your Google foo. And I hate to say that. Why did I say that? Google. It used to be a word that meant something. Now it's just stupid. So if you go up... This is the new test for stupidity. Walk up to somebody and ask them what Google is. If they answer correctly, you get to let them live. If they say, oh, it's a computer thing, you can look up Google, that's when you shoot them in the head. I suspect we are all victims of an international conspiracy to dumb humanity down. If everybody is made to be as stupid as everybody else, then, you know, there won't be any class warfare. There won't be any, oh, I'm better than you. No, you're not. We're all the same level of stupid. And so that's what's happening. The grand dumbing down of society. Not just American society. Civilization around the world. People getting stupider by the day. People getting dumber by the minute. Think I'm exaggerating? Well, look back 50 years. People who went to college would get science degrees. People would get physics degrees and chemistry degrees. And these were the smart people in the world. Now what do people go to college for? Wellness degrees. And communication degrees. And business degrees. All things that just aren't even real. Don't make me come and slap you. That, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look in the newspaper. Do we still have those? Look for announcements of college graduations. And I'm going to stand at the base of the stairs when the kids are getting their diplomas. So when they call out their name, David Smith, here's your communication degree, cum laude, blah, blah, blah. Then when the guy gets down the stairs, I'll be standing there ready to smack him in the head. And that's what I need a cricket bat for. People ask me, what do you need a kookaburra cricket bat for? So I can hit people in the head who get communications degrees or business degrees. God damn it. Go learn some freaking science. Go learn some mathematics. Do something to further humankind. Your wellness degree is not cutting it. All chiropractors will die. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day on a non-radio right here at 1930. I think I got that backwards. Oh my God, I just keep getting dumber. What am I going to do? I should go get a communications degree. Ah! Tune in tomorrow and let's talk about something else that won't make me crazy. Okay, now, bye-bye. We're going to listen to the beat week out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
$20.